Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact podcast. Today we are talking about and doing a meditation on the concept of fractured to forgiven. So how do we go from a state and a place of being fractured, wounded, and torn apart to a place of healing, to a place of mending, to a place of healing and forgiving? That's what we're going to do today. We're going to go into our internal landscape and we're going to look at the wounds and how fragmented we have been through the disease and through trauma, and how to put those pieces together, not just to heal, but to be strengthened, to be empowered, and to be encouraged. So let's go ahead and get comfortable. Let's make sure that we have gotten rid of our technology and the things that are distracting to our minds, to our bodies, and to our hearts. Let's get into a still and a quiet space and place. You know, let's go ahead and shake out any residual angst, anxiety, overwhelm, fear, frustration. Shake your hands. Shake them fast, and furiously, and get out all of that angst. Okay? Because remember, we're animals, just like other animals, and they shake it off, and we can too. All right? Go ahead and do the same thing with your ankles. Go ahead and roll them to the right and roll them to the left. Continue to shake out those hands and roll your wrists. Roll your shoulders forwards and backwards, and let your neck drop and roll to the right. Drop and roll to the left. And now take some deep breaths in. Deep inhale in. Hold for 4 seconds. And exhale deeply. Hold. Deep inhale through your nose for 4. Hold at the top. Now exhale through your nose until all of the air in your lungs is gone. Hold and now breathe naturally. Feel the oxytocin rush through your body. Know that you can always come back to this practice. Okay? Now, go ahead and get grounded. Put your feet flat on the ground, or sit or lie flat on the floor. Make sure you feel rooted. Make sure you feel held and supported. Now continuing to breathe deeply and naturally through your nose, exhaling naturally through your nose. Pay attention to the temperature. Go ahead and think, what is the temperature as I breathe in and inhale this oxygen and nitrogen, this air through my nose? And then how does the temperature change when I exhale? What does that feel like? It's about 90 degrees. All right, now that you're grounded, let's practice our guided imagery. I would like for you to journey into your internal landscape, into your serene space where there is no trauma, where there is no hurt, where there is no wounding, where your authentic self lives, where you have complete access to your original design, the person and the human that you are made and uniquely created to be. Your whole self lives there. Okay? And I want you to notice the trauma and the pain and the suffering and the confusion caused by addiction. But notice that it can't get through this bubble. It can't penetrate. It does not change your original design. Okay? Not in reality. Okay? It hurts. There is confusion. There is pain. There is suffering. But there's also learning. There's also healing. There is also strength. There is also survival. There is also resiliency. There is also so many things on the other side of the trauma, on the other side of addiction, on the other side of dis-ease. And that is the person that you are becoming. I would like for you in your mind's eye to integrate what you have learned. Integrate what you have learned through the pain of addiction. And how will you make that part of your design? How will you allow that to enhance the human that you were created to be? It does not have to take from you. It does not have to take from your relationship. It does not have to be only loss. Eventually, once you feel the feelings of pain and loss and grief and sadness and despair, it blossoms into growth, into happiness, into joy, into peace, into strength, into courage. And you are still you. You are a stronger, more enhanced version of your original design, of your authentic self. You're a version of yourself that knows you, who loves you, who sees you, who knows what your needs are, who is willing to express them, who knows what kind of partner you need, crave, want, and deserve. The kind of person who is willing to name things and set boundaries in order to have your needs met. You are the type of person who values who you are, where you have been, what you have experienced, and you can apply what you have learned. This is beauty. This is life. This is empowering. So in your mind's eye, I would like for you to emerge your authentic self, but also the enhanced version of self, the one who has been through trials, tribulations, and seasons of suffering and has emerged victorious. All right, wrap your hands around yourself. Give yourself a deep hug, a deep breath, and say thank you. Thank you to self. Honor the self and be willing to protect yourself and what you have learned as you move forward through this life, as you journey into a deeper version of relationship with self and with others. All right, deep, deep breaths. Two more, in through your nose and out through your mouth, blowing out all of that air. Emptying your lungs and then breathing the air back in. Feeling empowered, feeling safe, feeling strong. All right, now you can start to come back into the room, opening your eyes, rolling your neck right and left, shaking your hands, and now put your hand on your chest, over your heart, and just honor the time that you have taken to come back to self, to move from fractured to forgiven. All right, guys, when you feel that you have come back into this space, that you are alert and you are aware of your surroundings, I just want for you to, again, honor who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. All right, you can come back to these mindful meditations anytime. There's tons and tons and tons and tons of them on this podcast. And you can choose one every day on your recovery journey. And we hope you will. Thanks so much, and bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy, and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT, Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.